From the makers of this podcast comes a brand new show. It's called NPTE StudyCast. If you're studying for the NPTE, this is the show you need to listen to,
period.
Short, sweet, and to-the-point episodes from board-certified clinical specialists and physical therapy professors on all the topics you need to know to take the NPTE. NPTE StudyCast, available now on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more.
NPTE StudyCast,
the number one NPTE podcast
in the world.
Got a chance to sit down with Fosa Guabadia of PT Day of Service, Move Forward, and a million other projects. Currently located in Colombia on assignment, we want to talk about PT Day of Service, where it began and where it is now, and the other projects he's working on. Thanks to Owens Recovery Science for sponsoring the first round, a single source for PTs looking for certification in blood flow restriction rehabilitation treatment and the equipment you need to apply it. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com and now on iTunes with their very own podcast, the Owens Recovery Science Podcast.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world. Heard in over 135 countries with more than 1 million downloads and counting.
This is
the PT Pintcast. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Welcome to PT Pintcast. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. No stranger to the show. I've lost count how many times this guy's been on the program. He might have the record. Fosa Guabadia, welcome back to the program.
Jimmy, thanks so much. It's always a high pleasure to be sharing time with you. Today's no exception.
Where are we calling in from? This might be one of the furthest calls. We've done Australia, but you're never in the same place twice. Where are you right now?
I like to keep you guessing. I like to maintain the mystery, Jimmy. Right now, I'm in Medellin, Colombia. I got here a couple of days ago, and much of August, I was in Guatemala for some Move Together projects.
All right. So if people don't know who Afosa is, first of all and foremost, he's a physical therapist. Founder for the website PT Haven, co-founder, co-director of PT Day of Service. His credits still go. Co-founder, president, and CEO of Move Together, which is a 501c3 high-impact organization for the purpose of improving access to quality rehab medicine around the corner and around the world. Did I miss any giant major projects there? I mean, you do a lot.
Yeah, well, thanks so much. Doing some of these projects first was such a pleasure. I get a chance to do what I love with people that I love. So it's all about the team and then the passion for the project. Another thing on deck for me and some collaborators of mine is a company called Movement X.
Yeah.
I co-founded that with Keaton Ray and Josh D'Angelo. And then we have an amazing core team that also includes Scott McAfee, Fred Gilbert, and Megan Roos. And the whole concept behind that is what drives pretty much every or the majority of companies in our profession. Help people move better so that they can live better. And our paradigm is about sending amazing doctors and physical therapists to where people are, whether it's their home, their office, and their gym, to deliver care that's functional, feasible, and fun.
Love it. All right, well, we got a lot to cover. So let's start from the start. It's now changed the name. It was PT Day of Service. Now we're going global PT Day of Service. And I was there for the first one. We actually met on the very first day of PT Day of Service. Was that like 2015?
That was 2015. I remember that day clearly, Jimmy. That was in October 2015. I believe we were in Alexandria. Am I correct there?
Yeah, Alexandria.
And we collaborated with the ABTA on a service project then. And yes, that was the first year.
All right, so we're doing global. Now we've gone global PT Day of Service. Just to make sure that day doesn't get missed, it's October 13th, 2018. But we always say PT Day of Service, yes, it is focused around one day, but you know, if you're going to do your service project and it's going to be a couple days before, a week before, a month before, a month after, doesn't matter. You know, focus your efforts of making sure that you use the name Global PT Day of Service. So, for someone who doesn't know what it is, briefly, what how do you describe it?
Yeah, great question, and it's been global from the first day. I don't think we officially teamed it or trademarked it as a name. We have done that now, but PT Day of Service, Jimmy, the name, you can capture what it's all about in its very name. You know, where we challenge and we ask and we empower and we encourage, and we're side by side there, physical therapy, students, clinicians, staff, friends of the profession, to do an act of service on the same day. And the beautiful thing about this is this act of service is done in your community. So it becomes about local service for that global effect. That first year in 2015 that we mentioned and touched on, that first year we had 50 states participate. Every year we've had 50 states participate, but that first year we've had 50 states plus 28 countries. That third year we have 50 states plus 42 countries around the world globally participating. Last year we had 50 states again with 55 countries participating. And now we're in the fourth annual year. So it's been inspiring to just see the energy really coming from this profession and again, our friends and supporters around the world.
So now what, give some examples of what things people pledge to participate in, maybe some things or some really interesting projects that you've seen come about out of it under the name Global PT Day Service.
I love that so much. So with the initiative, what we always say, it could be a health-related service project or a non-health-related service project. And we have seen things from across the spectrum, some pretty amazing things. One of the things that we saw that first year, Jimmy, that you were part of, and that you led in Marymount, was doing bike fittings.
Yep.
Arlington, Virginia. You know, we've seen people go around their town and community and delineate and determine and assess the places that didn't have ramps for wheelchair accessibility, and then build ramps for wheelchair accessibilities. We've seen people clean up parks, you know, and create actually sustainable projects. Some of those parks are now cleaned up monthly, or at least bi-monthly. Yeah, we've seen screens and people doing health screens in Jamaica and Thailand. Just amazing and fascinating things around the world. One of my favorite ones was doing an aquatic class for the geriatric population in a community. And then again, making that a sustainable project that is done throughout the year. So I believe that one started in the first year. And there's some really neat projects coming down the pike NSE this upcoming year in October, National Student Conclave. I'm sure we'll talk about this a little bit down the road about that conference. We'll be there. But one of the projects being done is building prosthetic hands, at least a 3D imaging for prosthetic hands. I think actually the composition of it for folks who need that under the umbrella of PT Dave Service.
I love that. And what I love about PT Dave Service and the things that people pledge to participate with, it gets that term, or I should say it gets the profession of physical therapy. Without telling someone what it is, we just show them not only what physical therapy is, but what physical therapists can do, love to do, or able to do in many, many different ways, and whatever that means to you, the individual that's creating this project.
You hit it. You hit it 100%. Because one of the other things with the initiative, not only do we do these service activities, we ask people to share the moments had and the connections made online on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram with the hashtag PTDOS. And Jimmy, it creates this manifestation, this quilt of just goodness and dynamicity and diversity of what is possible when we come together to serve, you know, not just serving to a community, but if not my favorite day of the year, one of my favorite days of the year is that when I have gap times on that day and certainly later on that day, is to just hit the hashtag PTDF service, PTDOS, and see the different things that have been done all over the world.
Love it. All right. Well, each year you guys have you've had a theme. Why don't we talk about the theme for 2018? What do you got going on?
I love that. So the first year was about the day. You know, it was new. It was about the day. What special things can we have different people do on this day? You know, and we saw some special things in 2015. The next year is 2016 was about the day and beyond. You know, so really looking to say sustainability. Okay, we know we can do something special on this day and it's an amazing day, but how can we start creating the foundation of fertilizing ground to effectuate sustainable change in behavior and relationships and impact? And again, we saw some amazing things that year and we continue to do so. The third year, last year, was transcend. You know, any sort of just transcending to a positive place of collaboration, you know, connectivity and compassion. You know, what does that mean on a macro level and a micro level? And then this year is transformation, and it lies into or leans into the vision of the ABTA as well that talks about transformation as well. And for us is transformation three-pronged. You know, transformation for the person who is serving or the groups that are serving. You know, transformation for the end beneficiary of that service, whether it's a person, you know, who really we hope is collaborating in the whole process, or whether it's a thin or place, whether it's a park or hospital or whatever it is. So how might we transform that? And then the transformation of the community. You know, we're going to dive into philosophy a little bit. What's been on my heart a lot is the interrelationality between the individual and the community and the powerful connection between those two concepts and entities and how the one needs the other. And when the one really comes together, the other, the community and the individual, anything is possible and everything can change.
I love that. I love that. I mean, if you're not inspired by that, I'm not sure you should be in this profession, right? If you're not inspired by what this stands for and what this is, you really don't, I'm not really sure where you fit in the PT profession. For more information, people can get it at ptdayofservice.com. I understand you guys are bringing on some new people. We're talking about people, bringing on some new people with the organization this year in some different roles. You want to highlight a couple?
Yeah, we've just, the team is amazing. And Josh D'Angelo, who's my co-founder from day one, one of my closest friends, we pinch each other. I think you've heard me say this in the past couple of years, of just feeling lucky of the people we get a chance to work with. You know, this year we actually, in the past years, we've served as co-founders and co-directors. This year we actually brought on two new co-directors to help take things to the next level and to fuse even more energy into this thing. And those two people were Keaton Ray, who's based out of Portland, Oregon, and April Fajardo, who's based out of California, primarily the San Francisco area. And just two amazing professionals and ladies that just inspire us, you know, that we learn from every day, and we've been so happy to collaborate with. And while I'm here, I'm just gonna go through the team. They're in front of me right now. So just amazing team of Matthew Downey, who's our team chair, one of the team chairs for communication. We also have Lisa Van Will and Amy Winston, who's been with it for a couple of years, and Adam Hoon. That's a communication team. Our sponsorship team is Brooke McIntosh, who's the chair, Sarah Cullen, and many of you guys know Brad Thuringer, who does so many great things with Shoot for Kids. He's on our team as well. Social media, our chair for that is Rich Severin, who's been pretty amazing from day one, always bringing so many great ideas. Much of what you see on our social media, Rich is behind it. You know, he's been amazing. We have Steph Rywak, and we have Karen Litzy, and Christy Serrano, who is actually running for a board position this year at NSC, and she just brings a passion and energy that's absolutely amazing. We have a global affairs team that's led by Kyle Feldman, a guy that's just an amazing guy based out of Virginia now, Adrian Palmer based out of Jamaica, Ashika Susan Dron, and Brian Greer. And our last couple of teams is a sustainability responsibility team, and this is important for us. So not just serving, but as much as you can per your capacity and your awareness, serving in a way that's responsible. You know, maybe the tagline should be serve responsibly, right? Yeah. You know, serving in a way that's responsibly and sustainable. So we have a team that puts out resources, videos, and connects with ambassadors and leaders and how best they could do that. And that's led by Gail Bachman, who's just amazing. If people don't know who that is, please look her up. We have Gail Bachman and Lisa Breslin and the amazing Jen Gigliotti. And then our last couple of team members are Kenneth Bantin. So Ken Bantin, so a lot of the amazing graphics you see is Ken behind it. And also Arafawa Khan Ayobo Diwal. He's from Nigeria, a fellow Nigerian. That's where I was born. And then Andrew Tron. So that may have taken a couple of minutes, but that's no less important than anything else I could say on this podcast. Our team drives this.
That's great. Yeah, the people behind the movement right there, right? It takes a bunch of people to get that thing moving and to make sure it gets connected not only to 50 states, but yeah, as you mentioned, 50-plus, 60-plus countries as we're moving towards this year with the theme of transform. As we mentioned at the top of the show, you also have an organization called Move Together. How would you describe that one? And then how are the two similar? You know, how are they different?
Great question. I'm so glad you asked this question. So PT Day of Service is a movement and is an initiative and it's a program that falls in the Move Together. What is Move Together? Move Together is a 501c3 organization that I co-founded with Josh D'Angelo. And the mission behind that, so is that I want to put things in context. So this always fires me up. If you can see me right now, Jimmy, I have a smile on my face. So to speak, the way we define mission, the mission is the thing that you measure everything that you do and say by in an organization. And the vision, the reason I think we call it a vision, you'll hear Josh talk about this a lot. We've been influenced by Simon Sinek. You need to be able to see it. You know, is that thing that you're pursuing, that greater good, that better world that you're pursuing. For us as an organization, Move Together, our mission is to increase access to quality rehab medicine around the corner and around the world. And Jimmy, that drives every program, every pillar, every project, every partner, every place, everything that we do as a mission. And our vision is a clinic in every community and a community in every clinic. You know, clinic in every community speaks to the breadth of where we want to go. You know, different places around the world. A clinic, a community in every clinic speaks to the depth. you know, verticality of what we do and the places that we go. So, and within those, we have different pillars. We have a pillar that focuses on increasing the quantity and the quality of clinics in different places, and mainly in underserved areas and communities in need. We have a pillar that focuses on empowering local clinicians, building capacity, whether it's education and resources. And then we have a pillar, the third pillar, that talks about catalyzing servant leadership and servant leaders. And that's really where PT Day of Service falls. You know, this day, it's a spark. You know, it's a consistent and common day for us to come together to serve, and it also serves as a spark for each person each year to do, you know, to do good and to be good and to grow in that process. And all, as it ties into our vision, it's allowing us to create relationships and a geo footprint around the world to build capacity to help us fulfill our mission and pursue our vision.
You want to put clinics everywhere.
Places that need it, because we believe in the transformative power of movements. You heard me saying earlier, I oftentimes talk about movement as a commodity. It's one of the oldest and closest things in our lives, right? It's with us from the very beginning and throughout. And it dictates how we engage with the world and how the world engages with us, how we run, how we play, how we dance, how we love, how we live. And we want to help people maximize their movements so that they can maximize their life. We believe that's a humanistic right. And I've been around the world now to about 30 countries, and in some of those countries, the U.S. around the corner, and then certainly abroad around the world, there's way too many communities and people that don't have the rights or have the chance to get the movement help and the movement opportunities that they lead. So we just want to be part of the wave and part of the solution to create that capacity and that access so they could do so that they can maximize their life. More people that maximize lives, though, with maximized lives, is a better world, is a maximized world.
Love that. All right, more information for Move Together, movetogether.org. Excited to hear that. What are some things that a member of the audience, a PT listening right now, can do to get involved? Maybe something small, like donating, I imagine, and then something big, as in, you know, starting to try to break ground on something. What are some things the audience can do?
Yeah, great question, Jimmy. So with Move Together, one of the exciting things, we're going to be launching this in NSC. We have a program called the Catalyst Club. And the Catalyst Club is going to be those who are going to be our family and our critical mass to fulfill the mission and pursue the vision. So it's going to be a program for those who believe in our mission and our vision to join us. And what's beautiful about this is we talk about bidirectionality and the act of service and the act of many things, but I'm going to focus on service. Believe in bidirectionality, that you should be fulfilled in the process and the acts and the journey while you're fulfilling others, so while you're fulfilling other things. So we want to create the architecture for that to be the case, so people could get involved in our different programs, whether it's PTDF service or whether it's our clinic development program, which is the program where we go abroad and build clinics. You know, we've worked with many clinics in many communities around the world, mainly Central America now, but we built two in Guatemala. We have another one on deck to be set up and built in January of next year. We have projects that are cooking in Peru and Rwanda, you know, so people could join and lean into those efforts. We have a pro bono incubator program in which we support via mentorship and funds pro bono clinics, relationships. We've supported, I believe, 12 to date, you know, so we're going to create the architecture for things that people are interested in that fall within our mission and vision to join and lean in, whether it's operational capacity or service capacity and or financial capacity, whether it's doing fundraisers and things like that. So we're very excited about that. So that's going to be one of the ways that it's going to be have enough malleability for anybody that's interested in joining us to be able to do so.
Love it. movetogether.org. You're never sitting still, Afosa. You're always moving. I mean, literally, as we talk to you in Colombia, we can hear the traffic behind you. You know, what would success for Move Together look like 5 or 10 years from now to you?
It's about the journey. So what we say as an organization, we let the mission and the vision guide us. So first of all, this is going to be a nebulous answer, but are the acts that we're taking today, are the acts that we're taking this week, or are the acts that we're taking this year, are they in alignment on the level with our mission and the vision? You know, that's one, you know, and the things that we've done, have they been done in a way that's comprehensive and good? And then with that being said, it's never about a race or a rush. Is it about building 500 clinics? It's not about that. I always say we like to be guided by the XY graph of quality and speed. You know, it should almost be a direct relationship with that sort of 45 degree angle, that one shouldn't outstrip the other. you know? So that's a nebulous answer. That's some of my business philosophy. Diving in a little bit, each year we have it on our radar to establish, give or take, you know, some people may call this bold, some people may call this conservative, but 2 to 3 new clinics and 2 to 3 new communities each year, you know? So this year we did one new one this year, and we were solidifying the past one that we built last year. Next year, we already have one on deck that's already in the books for early January to start being developed and worked on. And as I work on the strategic plan with my exec board and my board of directors, we're going to lean into seeing how much we can solidify the ones in Rwanda and Peru by next year, 2019. And then the way we work, it's all about momentum and growing. So the first year or two is one per year. The next year or two is 2 to 3 per year. And as we're learning, because we're going to be always learning, right? Kaizen in Japan means continuous growth. You know, we're going to be always learning. And as we learn more, you know, as we build momentum, we'll be able to increase the rate of how many new clinics per year that we're able to do. You can do the math, third, fourth year, it could be 3 or 4 clinics and so on and so forth. So that's what's guiding our thinking. Eisenhower used to say, the plan is nothing, planning is everything. You know, so each year we recalibrate and we set the goal for that year.
That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted you to put a number to it. I think I think creating 2 to 3 clinics a year is an audacious goal. That's a big deal, because you want those, as you said, you want them to be not only a lot of them, but you want them to be quality. You don't want to turn around 5 years from now and say, hey, that one we started 3-4 years ago, not doing that great. But you want the quality and the quantity. I think 2 to 3 around the world, I mean, a lot goes into it. We don't even have to get into how much stuff goes into it, but a lot does. So the fact that you're out there doing this is awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Jimmy. Again, it comes down to the team, amazing team. Talking to people like you, you and I have had some great conversations in the past. I know you've had some great conversations with Josh. Every time he hops on the phone with you, off the phone with you, he's always pretty fired up. So I think we share the same vision of doing good through our craft of physical therapy and through this and through the transformative power of our movement. And we're all in. We're leaned in. So that creates for an exciting journey.
We got a minute left. Talk about Movement X. What's that look like?
Great. So Movement X, it's what I talked about early in the podcast. It's simple. It's there's innovative things that we're doing and some new things that are at least not being done at scale, but it's predicating on the transformative power movement. That's what drives a lot of my vocation life, you know. So it's about delivering amazing care, but not just amazing care, and that could be sort of a general word, but care that is personalized and precise, you know, by the right person at the right place at the right time. So again, we're taking personalized care to where people are. So again, it may be treating them in their home, and maybe treating them in their gym, and maybe treating them in their office, places that are usually most functional, places that they spend most of their time. And then the other thing that we're talking about is how can we be innovative and malleable on other fronts about payment? Does it always, in scheduling, does it always have to be 3 times a week for 4 to 6 weeks?
Right.
Sometimes that is needed, but other times that is not always needed. It can be once a week or twice a week or once every other week. You know, we're looking at what bundling packages look like and what membership packages look like and things of that nature. Again, personalizing care for the person, you know, and then certainly looking at different products. Sometimes a person may just need a regional assessment and regional treatments, you know. Sometimes it may be specific, just products that you could proactively take to a person. We do run gait assessments, things that already exist.
Sure.
You know, we do sort of these functional stretches and things of that nature, or some other things. Those are some things that we're kind of deep thinking now.
Are you the Uber of? Are you the Uber of PT?
Yeah.
I mean, just to break it down, I always like to get to the bare bones. I mean, I mean, you're saying, you know, you want to bring it to the person. You want to bring it to where they live, to where they are, to where they're already moving. I mean, does that sum it up, or is that too basic of an explanation?
No, I like that. A lot of the great thinkers talk about first principles, right? What is this thing at the bare bones? You know, that's one way to say it. It's about empowered choice. It's about creating a platform where you're connecting providers, whether it's drivers or clinicians, to customers, whether it's riders or patients, you know. So we are creating a platform. We have a website where patients could go to the website, search out providers, and select the provider they believe in for them. That's what's all about. And what's also big, and this is what I'll finish on with this, is about empowered choice. You know, putting choice in the patient's hands, you know, about where and when and who. You know, and right now the architecture for healthcare and sometimes physical therapy is not built for that, you know, and at least adding this to what exists, we think it's going to be a good thing. And then the last thing is, and this is from the DNA from the very beginning, Jimmy, is it's empowering the provider and the and the PT to be able to treat in the way that they want to treat and live and extension live in the way that they want to live. So giving them control on what their professional and vocational day, week, month, and year looks like.
That's MovementX, movement-x.com for more information.
Now's a good time to grab a fresh one. The PT Pinecast will be right back.
Can't say thanks enough to our sponsors at Aureus Medical Group. They are the leaders in travel physical therapy staffing. Quite simply, they find physical therapists jobs. Yes, that's what they do. I can't break it down any more than that. That's it. Do what you want to do, where you want to do it. I'm talking about placements in all 50 states. They've got you covered. The cold, the warm, the mountains, the beach, the rivers, the lakes, all 50 states. Yes, Alaska. Yes, Hawaii. Short-term placements, 13 weeks, or could that lead to a long-term placement? Whatever works for you. Just take a look. Get on a phone call with one of their recruiters. These guys know the ins and outs of travel physical therapy. What about continuing education credits? Licensing in different states. There's a jurisprudence exam. What does that mean? How do you get from one placement to the next? Should I look into travel PT as a new grad, or is that too soon? They've got you covered. Yeah, Aureus is the expert in travel physical therapy. Take a look on the website and then talk to one of their experts. AureusMedical.com. That's Aureus Medical Group. AureusMedical.com.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and I want to personally invite you to Rockstock 2018, the movement experience of the year. Join us in sunny Miami Beach, Florida on October 27th and 28th for movement, laughter, dancing, music, fun, and yes, you will get CEUs. The lineup is absolute fire, including yours truly and your girl, Dr. Court Conley. So head on over to rocktape.com, use the code PTPintcasters18 to save yourself some money. I'll see you there.
Let's do this. Back to the PT Pinecast with Jimmy McKay.
All right, folks, are you ready for three questions?
Oh, yeah. I know we're doing three questions today, but lay it on. It's going to be good and fresh.
All right, here we go. It's brought to you by Aureus Medical Staffing. We're talking about PT Day of Service in all 50 states. That's where you can get a job as a physical therapist. Aureus Medical Staffing can get you a job there. It's AureusMedical.com. Any setting, new grads, seasoned professionals, whatever you want to do, where you want to do it, Aureus can get you those placements. All right, first question. I know you've been around the world 30 plus. Countries. You're in a foreign country right now. But if you got a 13-week chance, an opportunity to spend 13 weeks somewhere in the 50 U.S., where would you want to go? What's a spot that you haven't been yet that you've been dying to go to?
In the U.S., it'll have to be Colorado. I've heard so many. I haven't been there yet. I have one stop in the airport, but obviously that does not count. But I've just heard so many great things about it. Whether it's the active cities, you know, Denver and some of the others. So whether it's being out in the mountains, you know, and out in the open, nature refreshes and renews me, and I think it does everybody. So yep. Colorado will win for that.
I agree. I gotta try to get out there this year. Second question, what's something that you've read that really inspired you?
Good. I'm reading a book right now called Peak by Anders Ericsson, and it talks about peak performance, you know. So we all, many of us know who Malcolm Gladwell is. He wrote the book Outliers and a few others, and he popularized the concept of 10,000 hours.
Yep.
You know, 10,000 hours for expertise. And Gladwell predicated a good amount of that on Ericsson's work, Anders Ericsson's work. Ericsson talks about the hours and the amount of hours to kind of achieve greatness, but he actually goes deeper. It's the root of the work. It's not just 10,000 random hours or 10,000 just half in an hour. It's 10,000. Or any amount of number of intentional hours where you're practicing in the right way, the right dosage, you know, to achieve the maximum level of skill you can in it. Then, so it's pretty fascinating, and is leading me to push myself in certain ways.
Love that, yeah. And Gladwell, as you mentioned, he's got a new podcast out. So in your travels, it's called Revisionist History. I definitely give that two thumbs up in terms of taking a listen. So Gladwell, doing pod and on top of books too. Third question on three questions. Who is somebody that the audience should know more about? We'll stick within the PT, but we can go global PT profession. Who's someone that deserves the audience taking a deeper look at?
The audience taking a deeper look at that they may not already know. One of the early thoughts, always thinking about Sharon Dunn and Justin Moore. They do so many great things for our profession, and they're just great leaders. So they will be my answer, but I want to drop their name. I really look up to them. But For starting from global, there's great leadership on the national level. You know, there's Jason Kruger, who's the CEO of the World Confederation of Physical Therapy, and Emma Stokes. You know, I don't know them as well. I've chatted with them here and there at some conferences, but it seems that they're doing some amazing things in the profession global. You know, we just had World PT Day, you know, which was, I believe, September 8th, and that's a big day for the WCPT.
Yeah.
They've been collaborators, supporters at the very least of PT Day of Service in the past, and I believe they're going to be going to Guatemala in November to meet with some leadership there.
So, yeah, amazing how some people who lead a giant organization like WCPT can sometimes be under the radar, but I'll be honest, I didn't know about the WCPT till I was almost a third-year PT student. So it is good to repeatedly mention the leadership like Emma and Jason for WCPT. So that's great. All right, you're off the hot seat for the 33 questions.
I love it. I love the hot seat. But to just give it, this would be the quickest of lines. Just I want the profession to start thinking global.
Yeah.
You know, I said in a recent article with APTA that a strong profession around the world is a stronger profession at home, and a stronger profession at home is a strong profession around the world. So I want that to sink in with the listeners and think what that may mean for their vocational journey.
I love it. And you can sum it up just by the line you dropped before, a clinic in every community and a community in every clinic. That's, you don't even need to think too hard about what that means and what that could do around the world, especially through the eyes, the hands of a physical therapist.
You got it. You said it, Jimmy. Jimmy, you and I are going to have to be chatting more.
All right.
Off the record, your energy, your passion, your ideas, you're made of the stuff that I think is really going to transform the profession. And you've already been doing it. I've been talking to many people about you. You're doing some new stuff and amazing stuff. And I'm looking forward to all the stuff that you continue to do to move the profession forward.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk as soon as the show's over. We'll have some secrets. But last part of the show, parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
What do you got for us? One last sentiment to leave with the audience.
A parting shot. What I've been thinking about lately is the whole concept, well, maybe a quote. Let me make sure I remember this quote correctly. I posted it somewhere recently. It's about Michelangelo. He said, I saw the angel in the stone, and I carved it out to set it free. I saw the angel or angel in the stone, and I carved it out to set it free, Jimmy. And I was thinking, how might we all carve out the sublime and the glorious and the grand in our lives, you know, in an intentional way to produce beauty and to lead to great things, you know. And another thought I was having a conversation with this philosopher a couple of days ago is a concept of the permutation of possibility. So many things in every moment, in each moment, can happen, Jimmy. So many things in every moment, in each moment, does happen. It's a never-ending gift. You know, what are we going to do to be part of the song? Whitman talks about the powerful play goes on and we may contribute a verse. The powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse. You know, and then the question is, what would your verse be? And that's actually a line also from Dead Poets of Society. What would your verse be? So it's something that's on my mind and my heart often. And I'll ask the listeners to consider and think about that as well.
If you're not inspired by that, you don't have a pulse. Afoso Gwaboria, appreciate you taking some time out. Looking forward to PT Day of Service this year and, you know, moving beyond with all the projects you're involved with. Thanks for taking your time out to talk with us about it.
No, Jimmy, it's a high pleasure to be sharing time with you and your amazing, amazing listeners. So I thank you for the invitation.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.